to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is Thursday, June 17th, 2021. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussions, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and we learn the art and science of radio. We would love to hear your voice, too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts. Today on Radio Moon, we'll focus on the theme of the great outdoors. With summer on the horizon, we're getting flooded with memories, hopes, and dreams for getting outside after being cooped up at home for so long. Well, some of us are. Some of us prefer the company of a nice air conditioner. The Radio Moon crew has lots of opinions about this. Here's Bianca and the crew with more.
Have you ever wondered why seagulls don't fly by the bay? It might just be because they would be called bagels instead. On that note, I think it might be time to tune into the roundtable discussion on the great outdoors. Let's see what Ivana, Catherine, Noelle, Peter, Marilyn, and Ingrid have to say.
What's your worst experience?
Worst outdoor experience?
Yeah.
Does anyone have one?
Well, I saw a bug crawl from someone's head and look like it was going into someone's ear while they were sleeping.
Oh.
And I didn't want to disturb them because it grossed me out.
Wow, that's bad.
That was horrible.
And we never saw that person again.
I never went near that person again.
Because you knew there was a bug in their body?
It didn't look like it was going in. It looked like it was circling. I had to look, to investigate. But it was close enough for me to think I'm not going to lay on the ground.
Mm. What kind of bug was it?
It was one of those little, we were camping. I was in my 20s. Okay. We were camping. We were
outdoors. That's where the trauma comes from.
Could have been anything.
Something crawly.
Promise that you will never, ever watch Star Trek 2. Okay. Star Trek 2, never watch it.
I'll take your word for that.
You never watch a Star Trek movie.
Someone's ear.
I used to tempt faith, but I'm getting old enough to know better. Okay. When you say don't do something, I'm going to take your word for it.
Is there one place outdoors that you half don't mind?
But you have to like?
That you like half like, at least.
Oh, okay, half like.
I'm giving it like a 50 on 100 right now.
What about jamborees with your family?
Oh, no.
That's way too crowded.
That's the last thing I
sounds a little chaotic, a jamboree, to be honest.
Yeah. No. And those things like the parades and stuff, no.
Do you go to amusement parks, like when you were younger, to La Ronde or?
Oh, yeah. When I was 15, I went.
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't like it.
Bra- bring that energy to your script. We want that.
When it comes to outdoors, you're the classical grouchy old lady.
No, I have fun. I have fun. I just don't have fun like doing things like that.
That's totally okay.
Yeah,
I don't like amusement parks either. I find it scary. It's too heavy. Nothing's going to convince me that I could go on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
But everything smells, and then your hands smell because everything smells like brass or some kind of yuck, and everything's sticky. Oh, I know. One of those places that have like those mesh things over so no bugs can come in that are outside.
Like a screen porch.
But it's all encased.
Yeah, like a screen porch.
On comfortable chairs.
Bear needs a spa. That's what it is. Those outdoor spas that's enclosed.
Oh, I can do that. I went to a spa in the middle of winter where you went into the hot tub.
Mm. Yes.
And it was outside. I can do that. I can do that. Yeah.
Didn't take you too long, Ingrid.
I can go outside for that. You found
you like winter, Ingrid.
I like downhill skiing.
Well, there you go. That's outdoors.
But not too much. It's cold.
No. Well, we have that in common.
Okay, there you go. We found, I think we kept looking, we find something. I haven't gone in 25 years, but you know, last I recall, I liked it.
What about botanical garden?
That's boring.
Oh, okay.
You may as well be in a corpse. You may as well be a corpse then.
Yeah, it's true. It does smell like a funeral home.
Oh, this is going to be fun, Ingrid.
I need a heart. I need a pump. I need something that does something. I need botanical gardens, please.
What do you guys think is the best picnic food? What's the best food to eat outdoors?
Watermelon.
Hot dogs.
Sandwiches.
The old-fashioned watermelon when you can spit the seeds. Spit out the seeds.
So far, you haven't said anything that makes camping look appealing.
Marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. Hamburger.
Ooh. I used to like marshmallows. So you can do that on a stove.
Lemonade and sandwiches. Oh, chips. Chips are good.
What kind of chips?
You know, the ones that are the worst for your body, like salty and, you know, Chicago mix.
That's a good one.
Popcorn mix. Oh, that is delicious.
What's Chicago mix?
It's like caramel popcorn and then half caramel popcorn and half like
the cheesy ones?
Cheesy dust, like Cheeto dust.
Cheesy balls.
And together, it's like heaven.
My son-in-law calls it crack. What about you, Peter? What's your favorite food at a picnic?
Deviled eggs.
I hear those keep really well in the sun, Peter.
What? Yeah.
But I heard those keep really well in the sun.
Yeah, that's it. You got to keep them warm.
Then they become stinky bombs.
Yeah.
And then that empties the whole beach and you have the room all to yourself. Good idea, Peter.
Where is it best to camp? Like I'm thinking, I don't know much about camping, but flatlands?
I camped once in Prince Edward Island on Cavendish Beach. It was beautiful.
You mean the one in Montreal, Cavendish? There's a beach? Cavendish Street? I don't know if we'd want to go to that beach.
I would want to go. It's so close, you know. There was a beach. A red sand. It was very spectacular. Except it started raining. And then I begged my husband to get a room in a B&B. So we ended up almost floating there because it was such a torrential rain. That I felt like the tent was going to float away. So packed up and we went into a B&B, which was a good balance because he loves camping and I love B&Bs.
What are the best like outdoor games?
Bocce ball.
Yes.
Frisbee, except not close to people because then it's dangerous.
Yeah, I love playing tennis on the grass. It's like you never knew what was going to happen to the ball.
I used to do badminton. And we used to have an amazing hammock outside. I spent a whole summer lying in the hammock and reading biographies of rock stars.
Oh, wow.
That's a good way to spend summer.
I peeled through like 30 or 40 books of biographies of rock stars.
I used to play volleyball on the beach. Now I'd have to play a senior game of volleyball on the beach.
Yeah, we're all getting up there.
Noel, what's your favorite outdoor game?
Badminton.
Oh, nice.
The little bird eagles flying in an odd direction.
Yeah.
I play badminton and volleyball.
My number one favorite activity outdoors is going to the beach. I love the water. Any kind of water.
Really?
Any place, anywhere, I love the water.
Me too.
Is paddle boarding considered an activity or a sport? I think it's more of a sport, but it is an activity which I love doing in the summertime. I love paddle boarding. That's my favorite thing.
Is that the one that you stand up on the surfboard-like thing?
Yes. And Ingrid, you would be good at that since you do downhill skiing. Because I jumped on it and I just got right up. You need the equilibrium of if you're downhill skiing. I love
it. You have to be near water, right? Outside? It's not going to work.
Step one, fill your bathtub, put the paddle board in, and just stand. Get test the waters a little.
Yes, Ingrid, you need to be on water.
But where would you prefer to be stuck?
I'd rather be stuck indoors.
You would?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I have everything indoors. There's food in the refrigerator. And there's a bathroom. There's a bed. And I like that. Stuck indoors.
Stuck inside.
Yeah.
With air conditioning.
I prefer to be stuck on a screen porch looking over a lake with the man I love.
Oh. Yeah, but humidity. Come on.
Oh, stop, Ingrid. You just burst my bubble. I hate humidity.
Live through it all.
Yeah, Peter, what's your weigh in on this one? Where would you rather be stuck?
As long as it's not raining, I don't mind outdoors. You've seen me in the winter, I don't mind cold either.
It's true. You have really high tolerance for weather conditions.
That's because you have a lot of hair. It keeps your hair warm and your head warm.
Keeps my body warm. That's it. No, I used to wear one of the morning radio hosts on CBC used to call his Winnebago coat. You know, one of these big parkas that goes down to halfway to your knees and a circle hood. And I just decided I was going to try not ignoring the cold and see if I could not mind it. So like, people ask me, say, are you cold when they see me out, you know, just in a t-shirt when it's fairly cold? And I say, well, depends what you mean by it. Do you mean do I feel that it's cold? I say, yes, of course I do. But then I say, are you asking if I'm suffering from it? And I say, does it look like it? I don't know. I just started to do that because some of the old philosophers used to do that just to practice their tolerance of the cold and see if they could just to practice being able to ignore it, because part of my philosophy is you don't let things get to you, you know, like, I mean, somebody says something that might otherwise be hurtful, you just ignore it because you say, like, if I take it as hurtful, it's going to hurt me. And I say, to hell with it, you know, it's just they're just making mouth noises, then it doesn't bother you and you don't get hurt. I used to say this before I heard about the philosophy, but it's kind of like the same idea, is that there's nothing on earth that can bother you unless you give it permission to bother you. What's it to me? It's not going to bother you, you know?
Well, there's exceptions in that case about grieving, for example. That is an emotion that you cannot.
There's some things that are natural. Grieving is natural. Getting so maudlin and wearing black clothes and crying all the time isn't natural. It's natural that you miss someone you love, but what's not natural is going on and on about it. You know, you can't avoid being sad when you lose someone you love. It's someone you love.
Do you think that the great outdoors or being in nature can be healing for certain emotions?
Absolutely. So. Mm-hmm. Again, coming back to Ingrid skiing, downhill skiing, I've done that in the wintertime. And I just, you know, stopped in the middle at a safe place and just looked at the nature and thought of the beauty of the nature. And my sadness and grieving was was healed by just looking at the beauty around me and the air and feeling so alive, you know, like it brings you back to here, to now, to the nature, to the beauty of here. And I think it's just, and walking also in mountains, you know, like, or des sentiers, you know, when you go through sentiers and you just, you know, when my daughter, you know, had a miscarriage, I went with my boyfriend after we went to the hospital. And then after the hospital, we went to our house, which is near a sentier in Saint-Sauveur. And we walked the sentier without speaking, just walking. And it felt so good, you know, just to walk it. It was healing. So I think nature is a wonderful balm of comfort when it's.
I never paid any attention to nature, obviously by my present attitude. I was always go, go, go. And then I had an accident in which I could barely walk. So everything came to a stop. And since I could barely walk or stand straight, I was shuffling along. And for the first time in my life, I was able to look at things like the nature around me, like the flowers that were growing by the side, the buildings and stuff like that. And I realized that nature is a very beautiful thing. And it's very healing in the sense of you're watching things as I'd pass by, they would grow. You'd watch them growing and starting to develop and, you know, coming from one stage to another and the life cycle of it all. And it just makes you think that there's more to life than just what we live, you know? There's more to it than we know. Like we're just but a speck. And it's like, that's the reflection that I got from my experience where I thought I was never going to walk again. And that brought me really close to nature. And that was a really good experience for me.
Yeah, there's an expression, simple put, nature is your nature. We're supposed to, everyone's supposed to have a deep connection with nature. That's something I find interesting. I'm into poetry. There's all sorts of poets. Oh, they know what to say about nature, the beauty of nature. You know, they know how to put it into words, and that's very good. But I think everyone has like that thing with nature, even the ones who didn't get published. I have like a lot of interests and like values. I paint, I read, I write, I'm writing. I have like a lot of things I'm very into. But I define the three most number one things to me are people, plants, and animals. I really do. I have other interests, but those are my number one priorities.
What about, you know, bringing the outdoors into your house? Like they say that having an aquarium and you sit and watch it for 10 minutes, it lowers your blood pressure. So it's like the wild outdoors have come inside.
My dentist has a giant aquarium. So cool.
I have a phobia of fish, so that wouldn't be a good idea for me.
No.
And that's going to conclude our roundtable discussion. I want to thank everyone for participating in this month's roundtable discussion on the great outdoors. You've all been listening to Radio Moon's Roundtable on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Next up on our program, it's Take Me to the River, Al Green's 1974 song, appropriate for our theme of the day. This song was recorded in 1974, and did you know it ranked number 117 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time? This song was also famously covered by the Talking Heads. Here's Al Green with Take Me to the River.
I'd like to dedicate this song Junior Park, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name. I sang.
I don't know why I love you like I do, and all the changes that you put me through. Used all my money in my cigarettes, and I haven't seen how to have you yet. I wanna know, won't you tell me down, want to cleanse my soul.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up on our show, here's Ivana. She recorded these little missives from her apartment in early June. This is Ivana's Ode to Urban Trees. Take it away, Ivana.
Tuesday, June 1st, 2021 at 8:10. I'm standing on my big balcony on the fourth floor. I'm at the back of the building, and I have all this grass and all these trees to stare at and enjoy it. And finally, I feel like the trees are have leaves that are fully grown. It just has this very different feeling that it's like, yes, summer is here. It's, I don't know, the trees are so full. They're just so gorgeous. And right now there's barely any wind, and so it's really still. It's pretty rare. And of course there's the sound of the trees and urban noises, but I prefer to focus on the green of those trees. And I even have a couple dead ones, and there's a second dead one this time. That's new. Oh, too bad. It's really sad. But fortunately, there's lots of others left. And that's my ode to trees for the day. When I wash my clothes by hand, I use mindfulness because it's tedious. I'm using like a large 5-gallon bucket and the long broom for, let's say, painting the ceiling, and a plunger. Super efficient, but so boring. So I do mindfulness, and I find, like, discovered this summer that the trees over past the next building have grown above the roof. So now I don't just count the strokes that I'm plunging, but I can look at the trees while counting, which has amazed me. So I can see these beautiful branches, all this luscious green slowly moving in the wind. It's so beautiful and so relaxing, and I really enjoy it most when there's a lot of wind, and the trees are swinging back and forth, and the leaves are turning, sort of feels like learning are turning kind of inside out. It's just gorgeous. Yeah, so this was my ode to urban trees for the day. Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021 at 6:52. It's just so incredible that the trees have so many birds. Make this beautiful sound. And they're not interrupted. They don't care that there's tons of garbage trucks making noises. They just keep on singing. So I can choose with a lot of effort to focus on the birds and the wind rustling the leaves rather than the garbage trucks. For like a few seconds, I can just enjoy it, forget the noise. It's Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021 at 6:54. Yeah, I'm still mourning. It's been at least 3 years. Well, there was a microburst in Montreal, in NDG, and it wrecked this gorgeous tree in a neighbor's backyard. So I'm on the fourth floor in an apartment on a gorgeous balcony, and I used to so enjoy watching that tree. It was enormous. It had so many huge trunks. Like, they weren't even branches. Like, they were talking like trunks. I think there were 5. And the leaves would create this gorgeous canopy over their entire yard. It would reach over the alley, and it was getting pretty close to reaching my neighbor's balcony. And so the sound of trees at like between 5 and 6 in the morning was like this giant symphony. The downside was that there were so many squirrels in our backyards because our balconies, because they could reach. They would like take out the flowers in my flower pots because they wanted to bury something underneath. So every morning I had to check that I didn't need to replant anything before it died from the heat. Yeah, but the microburst, it just killed the tree. It was sick, it was going to die, but it wasn't noticeable. But yeah, one of those giant branches the size of a trunk just fell. And so they had to cut it. And I have another neighbor had like a beautiful smallish tree, and that also died in the microburst. But they had, when they had it cut by a professional, they, I guess as a group, as a joke, they put some of the branches in the hole in the trunk, like the stump, yeah, in the stump. And it was just really funny. Like it ended up being sort of a memorial to the beautiful tree that was there. And it's been there for years. And they decorate it seasonally, like for Christmas, they'll hang Christmas balls, or put a bit of garland. And this year they started decorating it for other seasons. So now there's silver balls and some really funny twirly vertical wreaths. And they added a whole bunch of flowers so that we can't see the stump anymore. We just see like the dead little tree decorated with irises on the ground. Super beautiful, actually. Yeah, so this was today's ode to urban trees.
Up next, we have a song that describes the feelings of a long journey home, traveling through night and through day. The verses detail how the surroundings and emotions change throughout this person's journey. Let's give a listen to Echoes in the Rain by Enya.
Thank you.
And now it's time for Radio Moon News Report. Our traveling reporter, Kermit the Frog, just reported to us by email that Telly Monster is experiencing paranoid levels of worry about his team of doctors. Telly Monster is going to be in the isolation chamber for 5 months. His fur is falling out, but he is being treated for that too. His crying has not been heard from the isolation chamber in 3 hours. Snuffy went to visit Telly Monster and was immediately confined as a long-term patient, and his trunk was amputated about an hour ago. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine, for that special report. Next up, here's Ingrid. Today's theme on Radio Moon is, of course, the great outdoors, but some among us think the great outdoors is highly overrated. Ingrid is one of them. Let's hear what she has to say about why the great outdoors maybe is not so great. Take it away, Ingrid.
Hello, everyone. Yes, today I'm going to talk about the great outdoors and why it's not so great for everyone. The great outdoors has its problems. For instance, the weather. Now, I hear some people like to go out camping in all kinds of weather, in the heat, in the rain, even in snow. I, for one, have a problem with all three of these, because in the snow, first of all, well, let's be realistic. It's cold. Why would you want to be out in the cold? That makes no sense. In the rain, you're sleeping in mud. You're walking in mud. This is not appealing. I don't get it. And in the sun, well, I don't know about you, but they say the sun is dangerous in large amounts. And if you're out with no shade or anything, that's a very unhealthy way to spend your time. So it's not something to do for pleasure, unless you're masochistic or something. That brings me to the sleeping arrangements. Where are you sleeping? You're sleeping on the ground with a piece of cloth between you and the bottom. There's nothing to support your back. There's nothing to make you comfortable. There's no reason for you to even be laying there and enjoying this. I don't see the purpose of doing this either. It's not a way to rest your body. It's not healthy for you. It doesn't make sense. Then we come to the food. Well, what kind of food do you get to eat? You get hot dogs. You get canned ham. You get, I don't know, you get also, oh, you get stale bread. You get all sorts of disgusting things that you just don't, and you have to eat them before the bugs, which brings me to the next thing, bugs, all kinds of bugs. If you don't like bugs, don't go camping, because the great outdoors has lots of bugs, all kinds of them. And some of them have hard shells. So when you try to kill them, they crunch and they don't die because they grow another shell. I mean, they're disgusting. And they crawl on you and they crawl in you. And when you're sleeping, they crawl in your ears. They crawl up your nose. They just crawl everywhere. They crawl on your food. They contaminate everything. But you know what? People love that because they love camping. All right. And then you have to talk about how to get to a place. You have to hike there. So this is a workout on its own. Some people don't like this. Some people would rather just take a bus, take a car. Why would you want to climb up a hill for all of that excitement? Does it sound like fun so far? Wait, there's some people who are having a hell of a good time right now. They're just thrilled. So far, you can tell I'm having a fun time. And then, oh, wait, people don't go camping for one day. They go camping for 3 or 4 days. Picture that. Some of them like to wash. Now, where are they going to wash? Oh, if they're lucky, there's a stream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the fish. So they come out smelling nice and fresh, like fish. And that's nice to hang around. Or then there's the ones that choose not to wash at all. So you get that aroma. There's no plus side to this. I don't see an up in any of this at all. I'm not a person who likes to go camping. I think I've made it clear that even when it comes down to hydration, which you need to do when you're out in the sun, in the heat for long periods of time, what are you going to hydrate yourself with? You have to ration even your water. I mean, everything. There's no joy in this. This is why I believe in the great indoors. The great indoors gives you great pleasure. For one thing, you're shielded from the weather, all right? You have 4 walls around you that can insulate you, keep you warm, central air conditioning can keep you cool. So far, I'm loving this. All right? You have appliances around you. You can make whatever you want. You have full-blown bathroom. You don't have to do any of this squatting in bushes business. You can actually turn around and use a toilet. Yes, we have toilets for a reason. We can use them. We have beds that can accommodate our back, can help us sleep properly. The great indoors is what we're talking about. The great indoors is what we should strive for. People can go out and speak to one another, yes, but we don't have to hang out outside. The indoors is where you want to be. Take your time. Don't rush. Inside is safe. Inside is comfortable. Inside is where you want to be.
Thank you, Ingrid. Now for something completely different, here's Mary Lynn, who absolutely loves the great outdoors. I bet she'd be camping every weekend if she could. Let's hear from our reigning nature queen, Mary Lynn.
The great outdoors. Since I was just a wee baby, it is said that when my foster mother would say, outside, I would rush to my boots and head towards the door. When I was adopted at 22 months old, it is said that by the tender age of three, my adoptive mother would receive a phone call from neighbors saying, don't look for your daughter, she's here. Times were different then, when supervision was much more lax. Summertime, it was a neighbor's in-ground pool that was my big attraction. Home in-ground pools were rarer in the early 60s. I used to spend my whole days teaching myself how to swim. By 4 years old, I could hold my breath and swim doggy style underwater. I remember how proud I was and yelled out, look, Mom, I can swim underwater. My mom nodded and seemed much less impressed than I was about my major accomplishment as she turned in my direction to nod and briskly continued her deep conversation with our neighbor as they sat by the poolside while dipping their feet in the cool water. Those were the days, as they say. When winter came along, my dad, mom, my brother Ron, and I would drive up north to Saint-Adèle for our ski lessons. I loved being with my family on the ski hills. My dad would ski holding me on my brand new skis between his legs as we skied down the bunny hill. My ski lessons were also on the bunny hill. By 5 years old, I had already won my first gold medal for being able to ski between poles all the way down the bunny hill. Again, it seemed to me that this was an amazing accomplishment. Placing first, it did not matter that we were only two in the ski class and the other skier was maybe a year younger, I'd say about 4 years old. Those were beautiful winter times. As I grew older, my swimming lessons were now in the indoor pool at Collège Saint-Laurent Arena. I could not wait for summer to arrive so we can all go visit my aunt in Long Island, New York, and all go to Jones Beach. I remember the feeling of dunking under a huge wave and then riding the next one in, up unto where the wave becomes shallow. I loved and still love to feel the salt water on my face. My brother and I would spend hours in the water while my dad, mom, aunt, and uncle would be chatting away, sitting on their chairs under a huge umbrella, surrounded by beach blankets, towels, and coolers. When I think of Jones Beach, I think of Cracker Jack boxes and the surprise that came in it. For some reason, I only ate Cracker Jack on vacation in Jones Beach. The great outdoors became even greater when I joined the Girl Scouts at 12 years old. We left for 2 weeks up to the country without any parents except for a couple of older leaders to go to sleep in tents on an island in the middle of Lac Ouarou in Saint-Donat. We made our own tables and dishwashing station with twigs, branches, and some rope that we tied with some impressive knots, just like we had been taught. There were campfires every night and lots of awesome mystery games that we played in the forest. We swam in the lake to wash ourselves. By the time we returned to Montreal, our clothes were filthy and our skin encrusted in dirt. Mom had to soak me in a bathtub filled with baking soda until my skin returned to its natural sheen. I loved to explore and I loved adventures in the great outdoors. I still do. If there's anyone up for an outdoor adventure where there's water for swimming in summertime and skating in wintertime and a ski hill nearby, I'm there.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's radio that's good for your mental health.
When thinking about the great outdoors, we want it hot, we want it fun, and we want it most likely in the summertime. So let's take a listen to a song that kind of channels all that. Let's take a listen to Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime.
And now for some news from Radio Moon News. Our chief reporter, Kermit the Frog, just emailed us that because Big Bird can't look after himself, he is being admitted to a facility. He says that he does not want to leave Sesame Street because it's the only home he ever had. Bert and Ernie, until now, were living in a zero-stimulus ward until yesterday when they tried to run away. The doctor found them down the street sitting in a bus shelter, trying to remember how to count. Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine. It's always good to stay up to date on what's going on Sesame Street. Next up, here's Noel with a new poem.
Hello, my name is Noel, and I have a poem for you today. The title is The Great Outdoors. It is a very beautiful day outside. I wish it was like this every day, open wide. I like going to the Girard Park, so beautiful and bright. There's nothing like it, so fair and so light. When I am in the park, I take a look around, and the feeling I get when I walk on the ground. There are so many beautiful flowers to see. I look at all the different shapes and laugh with glee. Then there is the big trees, all full with leaves. I get moving, time for exercise, one push and a heave. I love walking around the park, it takes my breath away. I wish I could do this all the time and just about stay. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM, online CKUT.ca. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel, for that beautiful poem. Next up, here's Peter sharing some hijinks that he got into while trying to canoe backwards. Here's Peter.
Hello, this is Peter. Back when I was 20, a friend of mine from down the street who had a canoe suggested that we might want to go down the Chattahoochee River and paddle back up towards Chattahoochee one time. So one weekend, we decided to do it. We left on a Saturday. My dad drove us down past Huntingdon, and we got into the water, and we paddled up. And when we got to Huntingdon, we did the portage and went past it. And then past Ormstown, there was a portage near DeWittville, and we got out and did that. But then when we got to Ormstown, right in the middle of the town where there used to be a mill, there was a rapids there. The mill wasn't working anymore, but there was a rapids. And we decided that we were going to try and shoot the rapids rather than have to portage around these ones. We saw a pole sticking out of the water, and we figured we'd hang onto the pole and we could decide our path through the rapids. Unfortunately, the current took us and was turning us sideways, and it was either chance capsizing or just let go and cross our fingers. So I let go, and we turned around completely backwards, and we shot the rapids going backwards, but we didn't ship any water at all, and we made it through. So that's my adventure of shooting the rapids in Ormstown backwards.
Thanks, Peter. Next up, let's welcome Catherine back to the mic with a new poem.
What can you do? What can you do to enjoy the greatness of nature today? You can open your heart, open it way open to nature's love. Were you blind? Were you numb? Well, now you can open your heart all the way open. Now your heart is free to feel and see naturally. The world soul is happy.
That summer feeling. Folks, what less things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. This joy I've named shall not be tamed. That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your
summer
life.
Summer feeling.
When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it. When the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it. When the teenage car gets the cop down on it. That time is here for one more year. That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. You see, that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. But if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then this summer feeling will come haunt you. Then that summer feeling will come taunt you. That summer feeling will hurt you later in your life. I speak of summer feeling. When the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and someone who called you a flirt comes taunting. It's not that these things alone were appealing. What I'm now revealing is a certain feeling. That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. What time? Well, just me. When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it, When a catamaran has got to drop down on it. When the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. What I now proclaim is sort of hard to name, but that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. Well, even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated. And first grade's looking good too, overrated. And you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or the way you were? That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. That feeling's gonna haunt you. That feeling's gonna haunt you, yeah. That summer, well, that summer feeling, that summer feeling, that summer feeling.
Welcome back. That was Jonathan Richman with That Summer Feeling. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are nearing the end of this month's Radio Moon broadcast, but first, before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Today it's time to buy a Sunshine Helpful sewing machine. Just grab the phone and call in to order your own brand new Sunshine Helpful sewing machine. The perfect way to deal with all your mental health issues. Just plug it in and sew your lips shut and your ears. You will relax in what is like an isolation chamber in your own home. Or you can bring it to the hospital. It works as well as medications. It's cheap, easy to use, and 100% reliable. One use stays effective for a full 8 weeks, and each machine promises 500 treatments. And it's on sale now for $5,000. If you don't want to buy this, you may be experiencing symptoms of mental illness. Side effects may include deafness, inability to speak or eat, loss of appetite, laughing like a sewing machine, and insomnia. But when you buy one Sunshine Helpful sewing machine, you'll feel better fast. Just order one right away to enjoy the miracle of being able to treat yourself in your own home. So call now.
Thank you, Catherine. And that's all for today's show, folks. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org, or you can call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget, you can always listen to us online at ckut.ca. We'll leave you today with a song that always reminds me of summer road trips. Here's the Proclaimers with 500 Miles. Happy summer from all of us at Radio Moon.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm
I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Things that you've been true. Mother of the earth, don't you ever